In the next hour on Morning Ireland, more overnight deaths and no ceasefire in Gaza, more Western sanctions on Russia. Is the criminal justice system failing young men? World War I stories, and in sport, a look ahead to the Galway Plate, honours for Jim Bulger and Dermot Wells, and Kerry legend Maurice Fitzgerald looks back at a famous football quarter-final.
It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 30th of July. You're listening to Morning Ireland with Gavin Jennings and Rachel English.
The headlines: the Israeli military is continuing to bombard Gaza. Another United Nations school where people had been sheltering has been hit. AIB has recorded its first profit in 6 years. The Immigrant Council of Ireland has said the government needs to do more to protect victims of human trafficking. And the last surviving member of the US air crew that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima has died. Brian Jennings has the news in full.
At least 43 Palestinians were killed in northern Gaza overnight, 20 of whom were sheltering in a school in Jabalia when it was shelled. Among the dead were a medical assistant and an infant. An Israeli army spokeswoman said she was checking if it had carried out the bombing. A Palestinian official said that 8 people, including 5 members of the same family, were killed in other airstrikes. Israel said it launched its offensive in response to rocket salvos fired by Gaza's dominant Hamas Islamists and their allies. Paul Hirschen from Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the military tried hard to limit casualties.
You have to remember this is not a pure science. I don't know if you've ever been in combat, but it's a horrible place to be. It's an ugly place to be. It's precisely why we said so clearly and consistently for the 3 weeks leading up to this conflict that we didn't want to be in it. It's precisely why we accepted every ceasefire proposal that was put on the table.
On this programme, a humanitarian aid worker, Mohammed Al-Sharif, who's in Gaza, said some 250,000 Palestinians were now displaced within the territory. With the main power plant destroyed, he described the difficulties in bringing relief to people in Gaza.
We have 10 lines, electricity, power lines coming from Israel. So far, 8 out of 10 has been cut down or destroyed. With regards to medicine, yes, there are supplies coming in, but with the thousands of injured people, hardly hospitals and the Ministry of Health is hardly surviving or managing the resources that they have.
Hospital officials put the total number of Palestinians killed in the conflict at more than 1,200, most of whom were civilians. On the Israeli side, 53 soldiers and 3 civilians have been killed since the start of the offensive 22 days ago. AIB has reported a pre-tax profit of €437 million for the first half of the year. In the same period last year, the bank posted a loss of €838 million. It is the first time the bank has recorded a profit since 2008. On this programme, the bank's chief executive, David Duffy, welcomed a reduction in arrears.
The overall situation in terms of arrears has improved significantly. I think we have seen a 6% reduction in average arrears, and we've seen a 9% reduction in the homeowner territory, which is of significant concern rather than buy-to-lets. Where it's a home, we want to keep people in their home wherever possible. There have been about 80 repossessions, but the great majority of that's entirely voluntary.
The Immigrant Council of Ireland has called on the government to ensure that shortfalls in Irish law are addressed in a new action plan on human trafficking. The national plan has been promised for the autumn. The council is making the call today, the first UN-designated World Day Against Trafficking. Joan O'Sullivan reports.
Ireland needs a robust national action plan which will provide proper supports and protections for victims of trafficking, as well as laws to jail those behind it, according to the Immigrant Council of Ireland. In a statement, the council said the process of formally identifying victims needed to be improved, and victims should be provided with secure accommodation and full legal support. It also said laws needed to be introduced to target the buyers of sex who fuel the demand for trafficking. Chief Executive Denise Charlton said the proposed plan was an opportunity for the government to send out a strong message that Ireland is not a soft target for traffickers. The Central Statistics Office estimates that traffickers are part of a black economy here that makes over €1 billion a year.
A US tourist who suffered permanent injuries in a violent assault in Temple Bar in Dublin 2 years ago has praised Gardaí for finding his attackers. Yesterday, they received jail sentences of up to 5 years. Garth Russell echoed the concern raised by the trial judge that the three culprits had been at large and free to commit crime despite a litany of previous offences. Louise Byrne reports.
Garth Russell still has glass embedded under his eye following the attack in Temple Bar in April 2012. Mr. Russell and his brother Patrick were targeted after they intervened to try and stop a robbery. They were chased down the quays and attacked with glass bottles. The New York stockbroker was not in court yesterday, but in a statement last night he said what happened was far from what he expected from his trip to Dublin. During sentencing, Judge Patrick McCartan said the juvenile justice system did not seem capable of dealing with the men at the centre of this case. Echoing the judge's comments, Mr. Russell said the number of previous encounters his attackers had with the law was troubling. He praised the work of Gardaí in tracking down the gang and said he now wants to put the experience behind him.
The last surviving member of the US air crew that dropped the first atomic bomb, which was on the Japanese city of Hiroshima in August 1945, has died. Theodore Van Kirk, who was 93, was the navigator of the Enola Gay, the aircraft that dropped the bomb. Although he denounced the use of nuclear weapons in later life, he justified the Hiroshima bombing, contending that it had helped to end the Second World War.
Everyone condemns it, especially the young people. They don't study it enough to know why we dropped the bomb. And why we dropped the bomb was there was a war going on. And the only pay I know to win a war is to force the enemy to submit.
Now the time is 7 minutes past eight. The weather forecast, there'll be scattered outbreaks of rain in the north and in the northwest today. It'll be generally dry over the rest of the country with sunny spells. However, later in the day, there'll be drizzle in northern parts of Leinster and Munster. Highest temperatures will range from 18 to 22 degrees.